nếu như
globalization to a large extent is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules, and yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
When we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half, we have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Usako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polovni. Točno o poldan.
Pozdravljeno, drago poslušalstvo. V današnji južni hemisferi se v celoti posvečamo zgodbi prebivalcev majhnega mesta Malvinas v Argentini, ki se nahaja v argentinski torej provinci Cordoba, slabih 700 km zahodno od Buenos Airesa. Tisoč prebivalcev Malvinasa se v veliki meri sestoji iz delavskih družin, ki se pretežno ukvarjajo s kmetijstvom in rodarstvom, največ časa pa porabijo za pridelavo soje. Leta je pomembna za celotno Argentino, ki je tretja država na svetu, glede na izvoz omenjene stročnice. Vsi ti podatki so pomembni za podjetje Monsanto iz Združenih držav Amerike, ki želi v Malvinasu zgraditi svojo tovarno za sušenje koruznih semen. Ker je Monsanto pridobil gradbeno dovoljenje za gradnjo tovarne brez neodvisne ocene vplivu na okolje in brez referenduma, ki so ga zahtevali lokalni prebivalci, so se leti uprli. V sredini septembra leta 2013 je lokalno prebivalstvo ustanovilo društvo z imenom Malvinas Lucha por la Vida, ali po slovensko Borba Malvinasov za življenje. Omenjeno društvo je z vojaško strategijo postavilo 5 kampirnih točk na območju, določenem za gradnjo. Tam se nahajajo še dan danes, v neprestanih intervalih se izmenjujejo in zahtevajo svoj prav. Med drugim so za pomlad v tekočem letu, ki se ima na južni hemisferi zgoditi 23. septembra, napovedali festival A Spring Without Monsanto. Tekom njihovega manifestiranja so sicer Malvinasi dobili 2 pravni bitki. V prvi na začetku januarja je okrajno sodišče v provincialnem središču Cordobi določilo, da je gradbeno dovoljenje za gradnjo neustavno. V drugi, ki se je zgodila v ponedeljek, pa je sodišče zavrnilo oceno vplivu na okolje, predstavljeno strani Monsanta. Govorili smo z Raulom Montenegrom, biologom, dobitnikom nagrade za pravo življenje oziroma Right Livelihood Awards, ki veljajo za alternativo prestižnim Nobelovim nagradam. Pogovor bo razdeljen na 2 dela v dolžini dobrih 10 minut, vmes pa bo par minut posvečenih argentinski glasbi. V prvem delu z Montenegrom več o pravnih bitkah in o tem, zakaj je Argentina raj za Monsanto.
Yes, we said that Argentina is a paradise for Monsanto, Syngenta, Bayer and a lot of companies. Because a lot of things you can find a lot of things in a country that really they favor this kind of production. First, the use of GMOs species like soya from Monsanto and then other species are quite important in terms of money, because the revenue is so big that a lot of people even decide not to use other species, or even all the things linked with the production of milk was replaced by agriculture for soya. That's one of the important things, is that it's a particular crop that produce a lot of money and that don't need workforce. Is one of the crops that less people need for production. In average, it's around two people per hectare. This is very small in comparison with tomatoes, for example, we would need sometimes 20 or 30 people per hectare. The second thing is that in Argentina you have a public policy supporting GMOs. That means that SENASA, which is the body that makes the authorizations, they rapidly, quickly, and very efficiently, they approve the new events of the transgenic industry. This is the second point. Point number three is that in Argentina, the controls of pesticides, particularly through the national body, the name is SENASA, but also from different provincial governments, is very poor. There is really not in-depth control of use of pesticides. And finally, as point number four, really we don't have statistic about morbidity and mortality by genetic causes in all the country. Thus, if you take in account all these things, the huge money that you can obtain, the lack of control for approving new GMO events, and the control of pesticides and the lack of epidemiological records, thus you have in these four facts the explanation why Argentina is a paradise, like Brazil is also a paradise.
The decision to support Monsanto from the authorities is often, as we know from history, politically motivated, being because of corruption or use of similar mechanisms. Is such the case also in Argentina?
I think that we are not talking necessarily of corruption in this case. You don't need corruption when you have a mechanism that are coincidental. In this case, the mechanism of companies like Syngenta or Monsanto are the same of the mechanism that's improved by the government for supporting this kind of production. I think that we are not saying that there is not corruption, but in this case it's more a coincidental pattern of governments that are supporting and even trying to establish more and more surface of GMOs. And, of course, the techniques of the companies. That is the true in our country. But it's also a matter of consumption patterns. Argentina is more and more a country with urban population, with people that live in cities driving more and more consumption. And soya and soya complex is quite linked with this pattern. Mm-hmm. Soya produce a lot of money. The government receives 55% of all the exports. Thus, this money is also coming distributed among different public works. Thus, I think that we can talk of some degree of complicity between governments, companies, and even citizens.
The residents of Malvinas who are blocking the start of construction of the Monsanto plant there, I think from September, have won their first legal fight against the American biotechnological giant in January. The Court of Cordoba has ruled that the municipal ordinance which authorized the construction of the plant is constitutional. Can you maybe elaborate on this point?
Yes, I have been from the beginning in the fight of Malvinas. In fact, I remember the first meeting we had more than 1 year ago, talking about the risk of this kind of premises. I think that the Assembly of Malvinas Argentinas is really an example of participation and organization. And of course, it was not solely a work in the streets, not solely a work in fighting for this action, but it was also a strong work vis-à-vis judicial actions and administrative actions, and a strong and quite interesting contact with media. Thus, I am really like how the Assembly organized most of the things. We have a joint work with them, and I think that the most important news from yesterday is that the environmental impact assessment presented by Monsanto to the government, to the Secretary of the Environment, was rejected. And this is a milestone in the fight. Mm-hmm. I have sent an article for being published last week. Even analyzing this possibility of rejection, but we are totally convinced that the most important thing now is to forget this rejection of the government and to work for having a public consultation in Malvinas. And this is the only way and more effective for closing this chapter.
Will this milestone, as you say, help put an end, or will this practically mean that the plant will not be built in Malvinas?
I am convinced that the plant will never will be built in Cordoba, but I think that we have a judicial decision that favors the citizens. We have now this rejection that favors also the fight. Now we need the participation of citizens for stating clearly that they reject Monsanto. Remember that this is the second defeat of Monsanto. The first defeat was in Rio Cuarto. I worked with the neighbors of Rio Cuarto City, and the municipality forbid the entering of Monsanto in the municipality jurisdiction. Thus, this is the second failure, the second defeat, and we are trying to push and to accelerate the process of public consultation for producing and the end, a final chapter of the history. I am totally convinced that Monsanto will never be installed in Malvinas. I'm totally sure of this.
Del 12 dicembre in piazza del Duomo ce l'avete illuminato, ma in via del Corso non ci sono le luci, per l'autunno caldo il comune le ha levate, in piazza Fontana il traffico è animato, c'è il mercatino degli agricoltori, sull'autobus a Milano in poche ore, la testa nel bavero del capotto alzato, bisogna fare tutto molto in fretta, perché la banca chiude gli sportelli. Come tutto muore così in fretta, risparmi gente, tutto così in fretta. No, 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 non si può dormire, la luna rocca è frocca di violenza. Hai che sciorare quando sueño perdido, che la unica giustizia burguesa non esistió. Scende dicembre sopra la sera, sopra la gente che parla di Natale. Sente che in piazza Fontana forse è scoppiata una caldaria, la nera piazza si dice morti, il benediva un cardinale. No, 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 non si può dormire, la luna rocca è sbloccare.
spaziale. Si sono levati tutto il cappello prima di fare questo macello. Tanto sciolando sugli amici maggiori, sull'operario caduto in cantieri, su tutti i compagni e casse da sepolti, come un vecchio descende il fascismo, succhia la vita a ogni gioventù, ma non sentire grido sulla barricata, la classe operaria continua la sua lotta.
Monsanto torej po mnenju Raula Montenegra nikoli ne bo zgradil svojih prostorov v Malvinasu. Če bo temu res tako, bodo najbolj zaslužni prebivalci. V drugem delu več o njihovem ustrajnem boju in o vseh težavah, na katere so naleteli v preteklih petih mesecih. Prisluhnimo.
I think that there is several parallel stories. The most important is the story of the assembly that began more than one year ago. That's this assembly of citizens and decided a strategy and developed such strategy. And one of the decisions was to be present in front of the premises of Monsanto. Nevertheless, I think that with time, it was in some sense a more parallel fight, the fight of the Acampes and the movement of the citizens. Why? Because we had a lot of people coming from outside with good intentions to help, but sometimes introducing illegal practices, even making things that are quite dangerous in the process of fight. Thus, for the assembly, it was very, very difficult to, at the same time, to fight against Monsanto and at the same time to control the camps, because some of the things that have been made in the camps acted even against the fight itself. I think now, with all the success in the judicial front, in the technical front, everything will come back to a more stable and more controlled situation. But situation now is that people stay even today near Monsanto. But I think that solely a little group of people could be needed for waiting in this place, because as I told you, in the judiciary front and also in the administrative front, we are now in a very comfortable position.
In the protests, there have been some clashes between protesters and people involved in building the Monsanto plant. How have these protests been going on?
It was relatively logic because the government was supporting the company. Even you have the trade union of people that was building the factory, and they also were against the citizens of Malvinas. But I think there was a quasi logic reaction, a logic process of fighting. But I think that now is more in the past, because we need now to work more than in the camps, is to work inside the city of Malvinas for being sure that more than 51% of people will say no to the establishment of the company. This is the most important thing. One of the problems in any fight is sometimes people that I insist, good intentions to help, but sometimes it's a cooptation of fights, and this is very difficult for people that live in the place, not solely live in the place for a little bit of time. But everything now is, I think, is in the right place.
The Malvinas Lucha por la Vida, or Malvinas Fight for Life Neighbors Assembly, has announced a festival called A Spring Without Monsanto that will be held on the construction site on September 19, mm-hmm. 3 days before the start of the spring in this year. Can we come to this festival? Will you be there? What will this festival be like?
For me, it's an example of organization, the assembly. And they produce it at the beginning. I'm very close and very successful contact with people in Malvinas. And I think that this was the most important thing, because now if you make an inquiry, and if you ask people, even I have in front of me one of the results of this kind of instrument, most of the citizens reject the establishment of Monsanto, and this is the result of all this long process conducted by the assembly. And I insist on this. No? This is really a success, is a positive result of the neighbors. Mm? Besides the fact that lots of people like us, like our organization, like our university, of course, we help it. But the real people that make it, this success, of course, are the people of the Malvina Lucha por la Vida. No, I have really a very good impression. They were very well. They are quite participative. Don't take authoritarian decisions. They are even now making a study, I think, in the next week will begin. We are helping them in technical scenarios. They will take samples of blood among the citizens for having a picture of pollution previously existent in the area. And this is a very important chapter of the fight, is to show that even before Monsanto, people have pesticide in their blood. This is a very important thing.
Yes, in Malvinas, a place of 15,000 residents, working class people are fighting an important fight against industrial giant. Also, against this giant, a lot of renowned scientists have appeared during the years. They have referred, or they are constantly noticing the correlation between the exponential rise of herbicides like Roundup on the one side, and the exponential rise of the cancer disease on the other side.
There is a lot of people, there is researchers like Andres Carrasco. You have also a group of physicians making epidemiological studies. That's, I think, that this is an interesting pool of people having, I think, the same goal. Of course, you can find excellent studies and studies with some gaps. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is to have serious work, serious research, serious information, which is a result of this coalition. I insist in the need of coalitions between researchers, the organized community, in this case the Assembly of Malvinas, because this kind of thing ensure a technical quality, more power in the fights, But it seems that sometimes when you are fighting against so popular companies like Monsanto, a lot of people try to help, and sometimes this is welcome, but also sometimes produce mistakes, and that is very, very, very important in this leading case that the assembly need to organize and to try to obtain some kind of commitment of people, of different organizations, universities that would like to help. But it's not solely to be, to cry or to present a banner. We need to have a strategy, and this is not so easy to do. But really, I think that the assembly worked so well, even besides these different kind of constraints that. We have these positive results in the court and now in the administrative level. And I have been talking with them a few minutes before our talk. And Vanessa Sartori, which is one of the leaders of the assembly, told me that they, after having making a big party in one of the center of Malvinas, they are now working very hard for convincing the minority of people that remain in a position relatively favorable to Monsanto. That's the idea, and the efforts are channelized for obtaining a strong reaction against Monsanto in the city. Now there is a clear majority, but the idea is to approach near the consensus against Monsanto.
V zadnjem delu z Raulom Montenegrom spregovorimo še o razliki med tehnologijo in naravo, o želji po dobičku, ki prevečkrat zamegli zdrav razum ter rezultira v uničenju flore in faune, uničenju dediščine planeta Zemlje. Tako biotehnologija kot vsa ostala znanost je tu, ker mora biti v korist človeku in v korist njegovemu prostoru. Znanost in človek lahko hodita z roko v roki po modrem planetu. Še več, zaplešeta lahko v lepši jutri, ki pa je lahko tak zgolj onkraj strica skopušnika. Zaključuje Montenegro.
I think that one of the problem is that the problem is very complex. A lot of people see complex problems in a quite simplified view. That is important to link different variables. We are working here in France with the team that developed the concept of territorial intelligence and the methodology of work called Catalyse. I think that these are the ways. It's, to put all the variables in the system and to have a strategy in front of reality. Sustainable development is solely a word. And for having a real development, in true brackets, because it's a word to be analyzed in more in depth, we need to take care that we can be a loved awards, and we need to produce changes, not solely to be a loved of words like sustainable development or technology or other words. And I think this is a challenge, is how to move forward after the solely meaning of the word, and to work more in the side of the territorial intelligence, is how to use information, how to use information of people, how to use these strong protestations, strong claims of people, but not in isolated boxes. Is how to mix all these variables, but not to speak solely about sustainable development. I think that is more than this. maybe that we need a more different concept today, because sustainable development, in, at least until now, is quite polluted by corporations. That's, I think that we need maybe a movement really trying to left this traditional concepts and to create new ones, and we are working in this field, and even the reality of Malvinas Argentinas, I think that indirectly they were in the same process, you know, that is the process of understanding all the complex of variables. It's not solely Monsanto, it's the municipality, it's people, it's the territory. And I think that this is the challenge. We cannot have a blind fight. We need to have intelligent fight. And I think that this is the new paradigm, is intelligent fight.
Južno hemisfero je pripravil Marko Kraševec.
Ne uđe.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno opoldan.
Nope.